Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Some of the texts coming in. We'll get right to the phones. Jared Goff is soft. You can keep blaming the line if you want. We know the line's bad, but you can't sit here and say Goff needs to put his big boy pants on and know if he's going to get hit, he still needs to deliver a strike. That's the difference between him and Stafford. If you need everything to be perfect, you will never win. I don't care how accurate you are. None of that. The quarterback on my middle school team rocked a glove when his fingertips were cold. The one that says he was dressed like a four-year-old at a sledding hill. Can we talk about St. Brown's drops that are starting to stack up at an alarming rate, Adam in Royal Oak? John, something there?
There were some drops. There's been some uncharacteristic drops this year. And I don't know what the answer is to those. I don't expect him to be perfect either. But when you're in a game like that, I expect those to be catches. When you're in a game like that and it's fourth and goal and you know that they're going to be bringing a pass rush, I expect that your all-world right tackle is not going to be the reason that the quarterback gets hit.
TJ Lang's going to join us in an hour. We've got a ton of time to take your phone calls and vent. Because, I mean, John, I was keeping a list of all the things to complain about from the game, and I had wasting that defensive effort, 0 for 5 on fourth down, 3 of 18 on third and fourth down. Goff, Dan throwing away a possession at the half, J-Mo's stupid penalty on the touchdown, Jalen Phillips igniting all of the trade deadline stuff, a surrender punt with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm probably missing something. Guys, let us know where you're at. And I think the biggest thing is you wanted to see where the Lions were at. You wanted to see how they measured up against the heavyweight, the reigning Super Bowl champs, the team that's the one seed. Not good enough. Let's get to Sean in Novi. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say if there's one thing that's definite. Most of us have to go to work this morning. But with that being said, you know, I've been calling in, and I appreciate you guys allowing constructive feedback. Because some shows, not going to say the show's name, the one after you, have kind of cut me off from speaking about what I think the major issue is. And I've been calling about this from the beginning of the season. And I think that the general manager we're seeing the fruit of his labor. I called about it prior to in the preseason. You don't go into a season with a rookie and a second year guard and expect that you're going to be successful. And so we want a defensive end, a defensive tackle. We end up getting a $30 million receiver in the middle of the night, the day before a game. Third thing, instead of keeping Goff and franchising him, we end up paying $50 million and giving him, which I don't think that was necessarily. And, you know, these are the things, mismanaging the team funds. And a lot of people say, oh, well, he got us out of, you know, being the old same old Lions. But the problem is what have you done for me lately? And the thing is, the Lions didn't have a bar that was set too high. I mean, they came in and did really well. And now we're starting to see some of the things. He's not putting his guys in the best position to win. You see that with Goff. We all know what type of quarterback Goff is. He's a statue back there. He did not look good yesterday. And unfortunately, we're at a position now where we might not make the playoffs now. And I've been saying this from the beginning of the season, and no one wants to come to reality of what is going on with this team. And the whole JMO situation, I mean, he needs to be benched. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. All these guys going into the end zone, choreographing a touchdown dance. This is getting sad. And Coach, that's on Coach Campbell, too. I mean, he needs to get this team in line. It's about winning.
Hold on. I'm going to push back on something. I have no issue with choreographed celebrations.
Right. They're not penalties.
Yeah, just don't do the ones that get you penalized. He did the one thing you can't do to get penalized.
Yeah, you can't dunk on the goalpost, and you can't bear hug.
I get that. I get that, guys. But remember one of the best players to ever play the game?
There we go.
You know what Barry Sanders did? He just tossed the ball to the ref and got back to business. You know, we're losing games now. I get the whole it's fun and games and, you know, we want to win. But sometimes you gotta stay focused. I mean, not jumping on the you know, you're at a strip club and you're jumping on the goalpost. You know what I'm saying? This is getting ridiculous. And you know, people should be starting to be more upset.
Well, I think people are. I
mean, yeah. If you listen this morning, they're pretty upset.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Thanks, Sean. Well, you're always welcome, and we like discussion, even if you don't agree. I think that's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it is time for JMO to cut the crap, though.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, you haven't learned. You did it a second time, but how about the tauntings he's gotten on the sidelines in the past? And you still see him when he gets first. I've been expecting this to happen. When he gets a first down, he's got to get up and do the little finger point and spin the ball on the ground every time. He's got to, like, dude, just cut the crap and play football. This is like getting the extension.
You got to know what you can and can't do, and that's called being a grown up. And can you spin the ball as long as you don't spin it in somebody's face? Sure. Can you have antics on the sidelines when you get run out of bounds? Yes, but you can't throw the ball at someone. Like there are just things that you can and can't do, and you can do a lot of things. You could do more than you've ever been able to do. And I don't know if the rules were the same now as they were with Barry, if he would have done anything different. That wasn't who he was. He was always going to hand the ball to the official. So don't give me that, oh, well, back in the day, I'm fine with celebrations. You just can't use the goalpost.
Yeah, I know. I sound like old guy here. I love celebrations. I'll pick another Sanders. One time, Deion Sanders started high-stepping from the 50 on a kick return in the NFL all day long. Guess what? It was within the rules. Right. Give it to me.
Well, that's the thing. If you think it's a dumb rule that JMO can't have fun with the end zone there, I agree with you. It's a dumb rule. But you got to know the rule, and you got to follow the rule. And if you don't, you take a point off the board in a game that was low scoring and would have given the Lions the lead.
Especially, you're outside. The wind was blowing. Kicking was going to be harder.
Exactly.
You know, you cheated Jake Bates there by doing that.
He did. No shortage options to go here. TJ in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Fellas, I just got to say, I just got a couple quick points. Philadelphia, I'm sorry, the only team I'm worried about in the NFC right now is the Rams. Look at Philadelphia, man. They scored 16 points. Everything they got yesterday, we gave them. 5 turnovers on downs. Come on, man. Sometimes I think Dan got to take the field goals, put a little pressure on them, because at the end of the day, they did nothing with the football. We only got sacked twice. There was a little pressure, but Goff just missed a lot of throws. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to say that the first cold game of the year got Jared Goff yesterday, because throws he makes 9 times out of 10. He did not have a good passing game. We know that he struggles sometimes in the weather, but we also know he's won games in the weather. So I'm going to give him a pass on that, because at the end of the day, you look at that game, we out-yarded him. They were horrible on third down. We were horrible on third down. I don't have faith in Philadelphia that they can put up the proper amount of points in the playoffs to win football games. Jalen Hurts looked it horrible as well passing the football. We just gave them five extra possessions by not kicking field goals and just not calling smart plays yesterday. Yesterday was one of Dan Campbell's worst days as a head coach. I give him that. You got to give everybody a bad game. But at the end of the day, nothing about the NFC scares me, not even the Rams. I predict we win the next three games, man, and all of this will be forgotten. We'll get healthy. The thing I like about us the most is that we're going to get healthy at the right time. The offensive line is going to be banged up, but, hey, everybody's going to be banged up. But what I see from Philadelphia in the last 2 weeks, scoring 26 points, they don't scare me, man. There's nothing about Philadelphia that I'm really worried about. We did it
TJ,
to ourselves, guys.
You're not scared of Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis and Jalen Phillips
What impact did they really have?
We watched
yesterday?
A different football game. Jared Goff was you think he wasn't pressured? We watched different football games.
He was only sacked twice.
Would you agree? A lot of the pressures, even when he got the ball out, were just terrible passes for him.
Yeah, he didn't handle the pressure well. He was 1 of 14 when he was pressured in this football game.
And that's Jared Goff. But we've also seen him pressured, and we've also seen him complete passes as well. I think yesterday,
TJ, I think you're missing something really big here when you say, hey, Philly isn't impressive. You know what's impressive? That Philly
winning.
Happens to do this every time. They win ugly, but they win.
That's true. That's true. But that's in this year with the parity, I don't think that's going to hold up.
I've seen Detroit against every top 10 defense they've faced come up short. So you can say it's not a big deal to you and I in free country. It's a big deal to me.
And sometimes I feel like when we're taking some of those calls, like we're forced to defend Jared Goff, and I don't really want to defend him for the performance that he had yesterday. But if he doesn't throw those balls early, before receivers are ready, before he's ready to throw, instead of two sacks, you're probably looking at six or seven sacks.
Yep.
He got rid of the ball so that he wouldn't be taking lost yardage plays.
10, caller 10, Danny, you're on 97.1. What's going on, Danny?
Cookies, good morning, my man. How are you?
What's up?
I told you I couldn't wait to speak to you today. You know I love JG. It's crazy. I can't believe reading the box score, only two sacks. You guys hit the nail on the head. It felt like it was like seven or eight. I was telling your call screener as well. Man, I expect a lot out of Sewell, and he it's just a rough game for him, rough game all around, you know, the drops. But with that said, you know, I got to go eat crow here at work because, you know, I'm a big Goff fan, and a lot of my coworkers are not. But with that said, against a good Eagles team, you know, it's still a one-possession game. So, you know, am I concerned? You know, absolutely. You know, did we get a little, you know, too cute like we were the old Lions a few years ago, going for it on fourth, faking punts? Yes, but I still think, you know, we can tweak a few things. We still got the season ahead of us, make those corrections. But, man, like, you're right, against these good teams, we got to start seeing some results.
Well, yeah, if you want to play the way Campbell wants to play, you want to go for it on fourth down, you got to hold up on the money downs. You got to give your quarterback more time, and he's got to pull the trigger and execute. Yeah. Phone calls, ticket texts, a lot to talk about after Sunday night. It's 97.1. Let's be honest, nobody plans for a new roof, and it always seems to come at the worst time. The cost, overwhelming. I want you to know about Shaner Roofing, because they're here to help. Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means don't sweat that big upfront payment. Finance it 0% down for 5 years, and you don't have to skimp on the quality, so you're in the same spot 5 years later. Here's the thing. Shaner's not some fly-by-night company. Shaner Roofing has a 4.9-star Google rating that's earned thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about their professionalism, craftsmanship, and customer care. So if your roof is leaking, if it's aging, if you're just ready for peace of mind, don't wait. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Go right to the phones, 248-539-9797. Jamie in Grand Rapids, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Yeah, lot to break down after yesterday's game, but I think at the end of it, I got a couple of thoughts, but I think at the end of it, you guys are right, Jansen's right, even though he's taking grenades for it. They lost us in the offseason when they decided they were going to build this team around Jared Goff offensively, which is fine. I think he's a fine quarterback. But he's a statue. He's a throwback to an era where you didn't have to be super mobile, right? And I'm setting the bar for mobility pretty low comparatively to today's games. When you do that, you have to protect him. You have to set up your offensive line appropriately. They don't have depth. They don't have experience at center. Glasgow's a fine player, but he's not Frank Ragnow. And I think we're underselling, not you guys, but as fans, we're underselling just how important Frank Ragnow was to that offensive line as a linchpin for the calls. We can talk about Morton's scheme because Dan might be calling the plays, and I think he is. Morton's coming up with the blocking schemes. And there's been rumbles in the press from players, particularly offensive linemen, that suggesting the scheme's not good. I don't think it mattered last night. I think they were completely outmatched, and we played right into Philly's hands. And you hope as a fan that Brad Holmes is thinking, what's next for this draft? Who do I got to get in the offseason? I got to get some experience in there. I got to get someone that I can trust to make the right calls on the offensive line because they are out of sorts in the passing game. We can put it on Jared Goff all you want as a fan. I think that's low bar and it's weak. We know who he is, and it's a widely accepted fact in football that if you pressure a quarterback, mobile or not, and they get hit like he got hit last night, they are going to have a bad game.
It's a recipe for disaster. Particularly
against it. Absolutely. Final thought, I think, on Dan Campbell. I love him to death. And I don't think there's a better coach for this city, for this team. But as he progresses through his career, he has to understand when he's in a war, and he has to understand when he's playing right into the other team's hand. We are not going to win many games with Jared Goff dropping back 40 times. We just aren't. And going for it at midfield multiple times, in particularly passing the ball when we have not established the run, and maybe Montgomery needed more carries last night. I think he averaged 4.5, and he probably should have. But when you're in a game like that,
you're saying punt a ball, pin them deep. Don't make it easy for them to kick a couple field goals. 6-point swing here or there changes the tenor of the game.
Make them go the length of the field, because they didn't.
No,
our defense showed out, played well enough to win.
That's the killer, and I don't think it's been brought up enough today, is this defense played their ass off.
Yeah.
This defense was sudden change, midfield, interception, over and over and over again, big stops. The only score they gave up was, the only touchdown was the end of the half.
And before the end of the half, too, I thought we attacked pretty well in the passing game. Got a really nice score. Everything seemed really, really rhythmic, really good. Campbell even called it out, changed some things in the passing game. Well, what happened out of halftime?
I know.
Because that went away. That went completely away, and we played right into their hands last night, man.
Hey, Jamie, appreciate the phone call. I want to hear from you more now that we're going to be on over there, all right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm in the iHeart building, so we'll see.
different station out there, but December 1 will be statewide.
Yeah.
Guys, just lost in the shuffle again last night. I think their inability to run the ball, that's not Jared Goff's fault. The Eagles were only 19th against the run going into the game, too. So here's the numbers. This is when the Lions play the top-tier defenses. So it'd be the Chiefs, the Packers, and the Eagles. 66 rushes, 218 yards. That's 3.3 a carry. And they scored 39 points in those three games.
Wow.
You got to be able to run the football. I think that's the big fix going forward, is we, no matter what we do, we have to run the football. We have to impose our will.
And if you don't, do they have to change the way they play, punt and lean on the defense?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to be a large part of it because, you know, and before it's always been, hey, I think it was Tampa last year, it was 55 passes. Okay, that wasn't as many, but the ratio was there. You can't run, you can't pass the ball twice as many times as you run the ball. That's just not how this offense finds success.
And especially with Jahmyr Gibbs, who has the... You have to give your skill player, your skill running back, a guy who can bust runs, you got to give him a workload so that you bust that one like he did against Tampa.
Hey, speaking of the defense, Daniel, you want to put a positive spin on this one? You're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas, how you doing this morning? I appreciate the call. I have to put a positive spin on it. You know, call me old school, but in the modern era where offense is at its pinnacle in the NFL, I am still a firm believer that defense wins championships. And granted, Jared Goff sucked last night. Our O-line sucked last night. Amara dropping passes, terrible. But I think our defense played playoff football. I don't want to say championship yet because, you know, we still got some things to do. But we played good playoff football from the defensive end where we had the – you know, the Super Bowl winners kind of like, I don't know, I doubt they were scared, but they were definitely not looking like the Super Bowl champs last night because our defense held them down. And I still believe because we're only, you know, one possession away. So like Dan Campbell said last night, two plays go our way. This is a different conversation this morning.
Yeah, but you know who's saying the same thing? The Chiefs when they played the Eagles, the Packers when they played the Eagles, the Rams when they played the Eagles, the Bucks when they played the Eagles. What do all those teams have in common? They lost to the Eagles. And it doesn't always look pretty, and I think it almost is like a trick, like a trap. You like trick yourself into thinking, well, we were right there. I'll tell you this. You want to highlight Detroit's defensive performance? I'll highlight the Eagles' defensive performance. That looked like the team that won the Super Bowl, overwhelming the quarterback and putting Goff in a position to throw wildly and inaccurately and see ghosts. So I know we want to say Eagles aren't that impressive. Maybe we just got to acknowledge what they are. They're a team that wins ugly. Emphasis on wins.
Well, and what did I say in my power surge last week? Ugly wins are still wins.
Yeah.
And they keep stacking ugly win on top of ugly win. And before you know it, they're gonna work on some things offensively. Are they a finished product? No. Is Detroit a finished product?
No.
No. It's not the end of the today is not the last game of the year. It's not over. They're not in an advantageous position Because right now, if the season were to be over, they'd be out of the playoffs.
We got all week to talk about it. I'm not someone who believes they're missing the playoffs. But I think the reason we share that is, wow, that's a wake-up call. Wow. If you would have told people going to week 12, the Detroit Lions are not winning the division, and they're not even in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's antennas up.
Okay, now hold on. Because before the season, what did we say? Because the season, the schedule was laid out the way it was. Oh, it's a formidable schedule. If they get to the Philly game, 10 games in, and they come out of it 6-4, hey, they'll be all right. Well, what are they right now?
6-4.
All right, and so I'm not sitting here saying they thought that it would look the way it looked right now. But this is where we thought they could possibly be. Now, did we think that they were going to beat Baltimore in Baltimore? No, but Baltimore has turned out to be not very good. Kansas City game, we all kind of thought that one was going to be a loss. We didn't think they'd lose to Minnesota, but there were other games in there that when we went the win-loss, we thought that they'd get to this point at 6-4. Now, moving forward, did we think the Rams were going to be as good as they are?
No.
They are a badass defense. I'm not even talking about what Stafford's doing offensively. They're really good defensively. There are other teams on the rest of the schedule. Green Bay at Thanksgiving. We know what happened in week one.
Yeah, and I didn't think the Bears would be applying this much pressure. Whether I think they're real or not, they're applying pressure simply by winning football games. John, the other thing we said preseason was...
They happen to be in first in the division.
I know, it's wild. The other thing we said before the season was, if this offensive line's not playing like a top 10 unit, they're not winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
And I think we can say right now they're not playing like a top 10 unit.
Yeah, and I said, hey, you know what? They don't have to be that top 10 unit at the beginning of the season. It just has to be at the end of the year. They are allowed to get better. Let it play out, and it has not played out well.
Boy, where do you want to go here?
Oh, I mean, throw a dart.
Ken, you're next up.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I was screaming at the TV. It was obvious to me from the first quarter on that Jordan Davis was just standing there. He wasn't trying to rush the passer. They were not afraid of Goff throwing to the flat, and they knew the only way we were going to have success was over the middle. And he was just standing in the middle of the field. You could see him moving left to right and following Goff. And knocking the ball down when he tried to throw up the middle or spying on our running back. And we, you know, when he did that, why didn't we throw more screens? We had one screen for 34 yards.
Yeah, two of their best plays.
I don't remember maybe one or two other times they tried to throw a screen pass.
Yeah, I think it felt like two of their best plays were Gibbs in the open field. The one they ran more 21 personnel, two running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest plays was Gibbs with Sewell clearing the path out there on the flat.
Yeah, and it's kind of an anomaly, and it's not comical, but it is a little bit funny. The most passes defended in that game was by Jordan Davis. Three of them.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter tied for second with two.
I'd say he had a couple of them. Look, I'm going to address this ticket text here. This one says, guys, you guys are negative Nancy's today. Anytime someone tries to say something positive, you shoot them down. You guys are better than that. I don't know what you think the tone should be, but it should be negative today. There should be a negative tone when you lose a football game in a measuring stick spot with the one seed.
I don't think I was necessarily being negative when I said at the beginning of the season we thought they'd be 6-4, and here they are at 6-4.
I just like, you don't always have to put a positive spin. Sometimes losing is bad, and it can just be bad, and you can acknowledge how bad it is. Anyway, we got overreactions from the weekend. We'll knock out more phone calls end of the hour. TJ Lang at 9 o'clock. It's 97.1. If someone you care about is injured in a car accident, you need KG Law. Lawrence KG and KG Law specialize in car accidents. You're going to get that personal attention to detail from someone who cares about you. Lawrence KG, Detroiter, down-to-earth, good dude, and what you care about most, he delivers. 98% success rate. He's won millions for his clients. 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y. KGCares.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We are going to get to your phone calls, including the guy that sounds a lot like Brad Holmes. Someone else that wants to talk about the identity crisis that is the Lions. Where they're at today, a loss on Sunday night, didn't measure up in a measuring stick game. But first, Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So a lot of Metro Detroiters will be on the road during the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA projects that more than 2.6 million Michiganders will travel at least 50 miles from home between November 25th and December 1st. That's a 1.4% increase from last year. Also sets a new record for Thanksgiving travel in the state of Michigan. Wow. So a lot of people are going to get out and about. Nationally, AAA expects 81.8 million to travel for Thanksgiving. So they say the Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons before the holiday will be the most congested travel times. And then heavy traffic is also expected all day on Sunday, November 30th, as people kind of return home. So people are going to be out there. I mean, we knew they would. Yep.
What's the minimum for them counting it as travel? Is it just leaving your house?
They say 50 miles from home.
Okay.
So you're less than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we're all less than that.
We don't count.
New orange barrels and barricades are now blocking entrance and exit ramps along I-696 in Oakland County as MDOT enters the second phase of its Restore the Reuther construction project. So, fun. The latest closures will force thousands of drivers. They actually say this will impact about 100,000 drivers, but it will
per day.
I don't know, per day. That seems like a lot, but like overall?
Between commutes?
I guess not. They just say 100,000 drivers will be impacted by these closures. So you're going to have to find alternate routes because traffic will shift from the westbound lanes to the newly rebuilt eastbound lanes. So the westbound side construction will last through 2026, forcing... it's basically focusing on the stretch between I-75 and Losser Road. That main area.
Basically, my entire commute. Yeah, it's great.
Well, Did you see it this morning?
Yeah, it was an issue this morning. Now, you're telling me on my way home, I can do what I used to do? I can get on 696 and go east?
I believe so.
Well,
let's find out.
I don't know, because all of the westbound traffic is now on the newly eastbound side.
Right. So, yeah, but there's two-way traffic on the eastbound side. So I think it just flips for you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we'll find out.
On your way in, you'll be impacted, but on the way home, you should be good.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
Now, I should be able to get to the zoo unimpacted.
There you go, John.
Now, getting back from the zoo, I will be impacted.
Yes.
Depends how long I stay, I guess.
The NBA's gambling investigation is getting bigger. So multiple teams are now being asked to hand over cell phones and different files as the league tries to figure out if anyone shared injury info that ended up being used for betting. So a few Lakers staffers have already turned over their phones, including a trainer who's worked closely with LeBron James. Nobody's being accused of anything yet, but it's basically like the league is just trying to make sure that it knows exactly what happened, right? I mean, makes sense that they want to know
that. Yeah, you want to make sure you get to the bottom of it. It's a huge issue for the integrity of the sport.
Morgan Freeman is not happy about people using AI to copy his iconic voice, and he's now officially taking legal action. So the actor says that his lawyers have been very, very busy going after folks who have been cloning his voice without permission.
I
understand that. He is calling it basically flat out theft, saying that if somebody uses his voice without him,
or
paying
him,
robbing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of his livelihood.
Exactly. And it is his voice.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Vacation quitting is a new trend that experts say is happening more and more often. It's basically when you just cut your vacation short. You plan a big trip.
Well, bored?
Yeah, why would you leave early?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. It could be as simple as being homesick. It could be that you've got work at home that you are thinking about that can't go on without you. You have a big, maybe you own your company and something happens and you need to get home. Or it's even that they say you're biting off more than you can chew. You pack this vacation, plan the vacation. You're packing so many activities into it that halfway through you're just like overwhelmed and you say, you know what? Not for me.
We'll scale back.
I'm just telling you what the article says. I agree. A vacation, go enjoy it. But whatever it is, people are doing it more and more often, and it can be super expensive because cancellation fees, getting a new flight home, all sorts of things. So experts are saying there is a few things you can do before your trip to know your, you know, save money. Just know the cancellation policy, consider travel insurance, and ask your hotel, ask the airline.
What are the cancellation policies or change fees?
Or tell them, this is what I'm dealing with. Right. Is there any way you can help me out?
Oh, like, I've tried that before.
Yeah, good luck.
It normally doesn't work, but hey, give it a shot.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. Some messages that have come in to help clarify this highway situation.
Oh, yeah.
So I will not be able to go east home on 696, but on my way in, I will just use the other lane. They're going to use the eastbound lane.
For westbound traffic.
For westbound traffic, yes.
Isn't that what I said?
That's what you said. I was confused.
Okay.
So,
and then you confused me as well.
I confused everybody.
So you could still go west in the eastbound lanes. You just can't go east at all.
In the eastbound lane or any lane.
Because they're going to be doing the construction.
Yes. Huh.
So you have to find a detour.
Yeah. I think we're thoroughly...
We'll find out.
Yeah, pack your patience, and we're probably doing you no favors.
Yes. Sorry, everybody. Heather with the news. All right, we got to get to the phones, because you guys have been waiting to talk about the Lions, and the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get TJ in here, and we'll take some of your calls with him. But let's go to Corin in Columbus. You're on 97.1. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, what's up, guys? So, I mean, I understand everyone being upset with Jared Goff and his mobility and not being able to do things under pressure, but Patrick Mahomes is a mobile quarterback. He struggled yesterday. Lamar Jackson is the most mobile quarterback we've ever seen. He struggled yesterday. 5 sacks. I mean, it's not the mobility that's the problem. Yesterday was an ego game. It was the worst game Dan Campbell ever coached because he had a plan going into it, and he did not adjust. It was a Big Ten game, and he was coaching like it was the Big 12. That was a ball control field position game that we lost. And I think we need to reassess what our team is. Now, I understand you guys are saying, you know, how are we going to win 3 or 4 games to get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl? We have a championship-level defense. And if you have a championship-level side of the ball, you always have a chance. We got an offense that at any point in time can score 30 points on anybody. So what we need to do now is get David Montgomery more involved in the play call, stop going for it on 4th down as much as we usually do, because this team has not proven that they can do that. 2023 team, they can go for it on fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 2024 team, they can go for it on fourth down. 2025 Detroit Lions is not a go for it on fourth down, no matter what kind of team. Kelvin Shepard is coaching his rear end off, doing a fantastic job. So we need to reassess how we are playing our game. We need to play more ball control. No Sam Laporta, so you don't have a safety valve when the pressure gets there. That's what we need to do in these next 3 weeks leading up into the mini bye, going into the Thanksgiving break that we're going to have, is how do we figure out how to play more ball control offense to allow our defense to continue to make plays for us. That's what we got
to
do.
Have to shift the way they play.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that as far as a measuring stick game, I thought we measured up. I mean, we lost a one possession game on the road against the defending champs. I understand it looked like we were overmatched or overwhelmed, which we were at times, but there were times where we were right there with Philly. So I think we played that game 10 times. We win 5 out of 5.
I don't agree. And I mean, if you had addressed the offensive line a little more, then maybe they do win half the time.
There's a lot to break down in that one. And there's some things I agree with.
Yeah, I agree with the thought that they may need to shift some things.
Yeah, but I'll get a chance to talk a little bit more about Patrick Mahomes and how he plays, as well as Lamar Jackson.
Get TJ Lang in studio next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.